For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. With hunting season underway, the family of a missing Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa tribal member is asking for the community's help. Peter Martin has been missing since March 8, 2024. He was last seen in Brookston in the Manoma neighborhood of the Fond du Lac Reservation. While his exact whereabouts remain unknown, this area remains of particular interest. All hunters and outdoor enthusiasts are asked to stay alert as these places may hold clues. A reward of up to $15,000 is being offered for credible information related to Martin's disappearance. Visit KAXE.org for more information. County sheriffs in the Northland are warning of fraudulent phone calls and text messages from people posing as sheriff's office employees. Cass and St. Louis County officials issued alerts on Wednesday. In many of these cases, victims receive a scam call demanding payment for an unpaid fine that would lead to an arrest warrant. The fraudsters use a caller ID spoofing technique to have their number appear to be from the sheriff's office or even use the name and badge number of a sheriff's office official. Officials say legitimate law enforcement agencies will never demand immediate payment over the phone for fines, missed court dates, or to clear warrants. A large-scale data center appears to be on its way to Hermantown after the city council there unanimously approved rezoning property to make way for it. But a petition from affected residents is urging the state to step in for further environmental review. Larissa Donovan has been following this and has more.
The Environmental Quality Board is made up of members of the public and State Department commissioners, and they're the regulatory body that coordinates the environmental review process. Catherine Nischler, the board's executive director, says the office reviewed the petition and sent it back to Hermantown, which is the responsible governing unit for the project.
It's up to them whether they order an environmental assessment worksheet or they have to make that determination. But there are rules that say, while that's pending, you can't make decisions on permits.
Petitioners argue the comment period for what's called an alternative urban area-wide review was insufficient, given that the project was described as light industrial use rather than a data center, which was never directly specified. Northern News now reports two permits from the data center's developer, Harmony Group LLC, were pulled from the agenda during Tuesday night's meeting of the Hermantown Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of the petition. In the permits, the project site spans 400 acres with plans to develop 1.8 million square feet across four communications buildings and other facilities. The project's owner has still not been disclosed, with public officials recently coming under scrutiny for signing non-disclosure agreements with the unnamed Fortune 50 company. In a project homepage, Hermantown describes the potential project as one that would, quote, bring significant investment, job creation, and economic opportunity to Hermantown and St. Louis County. Construction of the multi-building data center would take several years, with a possibility of 100 permanent jobs after completion. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
They fought with everything they had, but the Grand Rapids girls soccer team lost 3-0 to Matamidi on Tuesday, ending their season. Megan Buffington has more.
Head coach Brooke Moses says they knew they had a tough matchup.
It was a lot on our end, a lot of defense, but the girls played it so well. I mean, a 0-0 half playing the state champs from last year and a team that has 11 state titles, coming from a team who is going to state for the first time, was so exciting.
This was the program's first state appearance. They'll graduate 9 seniors, but Moses says the coaches were already starting to plan for next year after the loss.
Northern Minnesota saw some success at the girls' state tennis tournament. Here's Megan again.
Rock Ridge beat number 3 Blake to win their first ever state title Wednesday. The number 4 seeded Wolverines swept top seeded Matamidi in the AA semifinals earlier that day to advance. Between matches, head coach Courtney Rosati said the girls were competing with an open mind.
The girls have put in a lot of hard work to get where they are today, and I think this is definitely a huge accomplishment.
Thief River Falls is the only other Northland school competing in the team tourney. They finished 5th in single A. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.